Few politicians have been in the public eye longer than Hillary Clinton. In the nearly 25 years since her husband was elected president, her views have changed on a lot of issues. Some people say that she is a political opportunist, but Clinton's backers say she has adapted as times and circumstances have changed. NPR's Tamara Keith takes a look at how some of Clinton's positions have evolved.
In 2013, Hillary Clinton announced her support for same-sex marriage in a web video.
I support it personally and as a matter of policy and law.
That's not what Clinton said in 2004. Then, as a senator from New York, she opposed a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. However, she went on.
I believe that marriage is not just a bond, but a sacred bond between a man and a woman.
As a presidential candidate in 2008, Clinton said she favored civil unions. So what changed? As Clinton told Terry Gross on WHYY's Fresh Air in 2014, America changed.
I think we have all evolved, and it's been one of the fastest, most sweeping transformations.
No, I understand, but a lot of people already believed in it back in the 90s. A lot of
but
people
not,
already supported gay marriage.
Not that, but yeah. to be fair, Terry, not that many.
This is just one of a long list of issues where Clinton's position has shifted over time. CNN's Anderson Cooper confronted her with that in the first question of the first Democratic debate of the election cycle.
Plenty of politicians evolve on issues, but even some Democrats believe you change your positions based on political expediency. You were against same-sex marriage, now you're for it. You defended President Obama's immigration policies, now you say they're too harsh. You supported his trade deal dozens of times, you even called it the gold standard. Now, suddenly last week, you're against it. Will you say anything to get elected?
Clinton argued she has been consistent to her values, but has adjusted her positions based on new information. When it comes to trade, Clinton's been all over the map. Here she is in 1996, talking about the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Oh, I think that everybody is in favor of free and fair trade, and I think that NAFTA is proving its worth.
Then in 2008, when she was running for president, Clinton said the U.S. should take timeouts from trade agreements and renegotiate NAFTA. But in 2011, as Secretary of State in the Obama administration, Clinton praised the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal, which was being negotiated at the time.
The TPP represents a new kind of trade agreement, one that promotes not just more growth, but better growth.
Her tune changed last year, a week before the first Democratic debate. TPP negotiations had just been completed when she sat down with Judy Woodruff on the PBS NewsHour.
Were you saying that as of today, this is not something you could support?
What I know about it as of today, I am not in favor of what I have learned about it.
Some of Clinton's policy positions were first staked out when her husband was president or when she was Secretary of State under President Obama. At times, it wasn't entirely clear whether she was talking about her own views or promoting those of the president's. Clinton praised the crime bill in the 1990s for getting more cops on the beat.
That was one of the goals that the president had when he pushed the crime bill that was passed in 1994. He promised 100,000 police. We're moving in that direction.
But her first major policy speech of this campaign was about criminal justice reform, including reversing the mass incarceration many blame the crime bill for accelerating. Clinton was asked about what changed in a CNN debate earlier this year. She first pointed out that her opponent, Bernie Sanders, had voted for the bill.
We both supported it, and I think it's fair to say we did, because back then there was an outcry over the rising crime rate, and people from all communities were asking that action be taken.
In the primary, Sanders has benefited from a contrast with Clinton's evolutions. He's been talking about his core issues in essentially the same way for 40 years. But Democratic pollster Margie O'Meara isn't convinced shifting with the times is always a bad thing for a candidate.
There are a lot of issues where the public has moved, and so it's reasonable for our elected leaders to move.
But for some candidates, O'Meara says, it is a problem.
The challenge is when movements on an issue support a narrative that already exists.
Already, Clinton's GOP opponents are working to set a narrative to make sure voters ask themselves whether her shifts mean Clinton can't be trusted or doesn't have the courage of her convictions. And Clinton's 25 years of public life give them lots of material. Tamara Keith, NPR News.